Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tim Godfrey with Psalm 91. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in onto the second and final hour of the show. And I must say, absolutely loving every second of it. It's a relatively busy Friday, and my guess also is that people have decided to make it, well, it is a long weekend if you think about it, but some people have decided, next Tuesday. Yep, people have decided they're not going back to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's only a 3-day week if you think about it. And so some people are really strategic about it. I know a cousin of mine is one of those some people. Sebonga probably last went to work before the Passover weekend, and yeah, he probably took the 2 weeks because it was convenient for him, especially with us coming from the Eastern Cape. Such weekends offer him enough time to go home and spend time with families. And I think I'm kind of giving you a tip that next year or any other time this year, I haven't checked my calendar as well, where you know there are two public holidays quite close to each other, plan your leave nicely so that you've got more time in your hands. Kind of infuse it with your annual leave and it's going to work out perfectly. Now, you might remember that sometime, I think about 2 months ago, we heard a discussion from Given Masilele, and he was talking about conspiracy theorists. You know, they're those people who live on it, who thrive on it. With every single occurrence in the country and the world as a whole, they always have a theory around why certain things are happening. And I think it does get to a level where it really is not normal, and it's one of the things that he said. And so today, I think is a bit of a continuation of that, and Given also has a guest, you know, conversing about this. And I think it really is frustrating. I'm just one of those people who really get frustrated by people who generally don't know when to stop. I can only listen to so much. Like, I can only listen to so much of your theories. But I think as a people, we've also got to have a point where we draw the line. We've got to know when it's gotten too much, because sometimes it really gets too much. There's some people, the minute they open their mouths, you're like, yeah, I'm done, leave it. It's fine, Chomi. You don't have to. Not because you don't want to listen to them. Not because they do not make compelling points. But then with them, everything has got to have some absurd theory. And it really does get too much. So take a listen to this.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
The dangers of conspiracy culture, and I actually want the organ sound or the piano sound, pom pom pom, because it sounds like something that we should be fearful of, conspiracy culture. Very interesting. I see it's taking shape and form now again. We usually go out, but unfortunately, I think that the rise of TikTok and the rise of Instagram Reels have paved the way forward for conspiracy cultures, because nowadays everybody has every single person has a voice, and when you share that opinion, people tend to believe it as fact, which sometimes they aren't, and that is harmful. So the question is conspiracy culture, the danger of conspiracy culture, and then is conspiracy theories harmful to young people? And this is such a, we've got such a, this is almost a, like a bright neon light shining or making a statement, but we need to answer it like a laser pointer. You know, there's some certain laser defined questions or answers to this question that it's difficult to answer it in a broader sense of the question. Let's have a look. Certain cultures, conspiracy cultures, affect us personally. They affect us mentally and they affect us, our health, right? So I'm going to say one, and then if you agree or not agree, it's up to you. But what one of them that can be quite harmful is the fact that we believed inoculations or the vaccine or the COVID vaccine consisted of nanorobots and they're planting things in you. And that is a conspiracy theory. There's no truth to it, or there were no truth discovered necessarily by worthwhile truth. But that arms us, right? And I believe that arms us because there's certain people I know of, people personally, who did not go for the vaccine and were incredibly ill, who fell incredibly ill from COVID. And that would have been easier had they gone for the vaccine. So that is where I feel it's dangerous. Then there are other things, unfortunately, where we bring the gospel or Christianity into it, and we believe that we make videos and say this happened and it's due to God not messing around or whatever. And then it's also close to a conspiracy theory, but there's unfortunately not truth to it. And why I don't like it is I believe then we are trying to manipulate God. We are trying, we're forcing God to show his hand. Again, not worthwhile, not, I don't think it's a good thing. So we should be cautious of that as well. Those are my laser-pointed answers, right? Now, in general, I don't have a problem with conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories with regards to the federal government or to the government not allowing us to believe certain things or see certain things or sharing all the information. That I feel is probably true, and that doesn't actually have a great effect on my life. Currently, I feel doesn't have a great effect on my life. What I do not like, however, from conspiracy culture is it creates in us immediate distrust in authority, people in authority positions, and that I find cumbersome. That I don't think is a good thing because people that are honest are being judged as not being honest because certain people weren't honest in that position, or someone, a random person on TikTok, told them not to trust authority positions. This is where I get, this is totally honestly from myself, this is where I find it difficult for a Bible-believing Christian. The Bible-believing Christian, I read Romans 13, and then Paul tells the Romans, listen, all authority that are on, that all people that have been placed in authority positions are placed there by God. Now you're going to tell me, yeah, but that was for a different era. No, that wasn't for a different era. It's the exact same era as that we were living in. In fact, that was easier. The guy, while Paul wrote that to the Roman church, the guy ahead of the Roman Empire at that stage were killing Christians by the hundreds. He used them as lampposts at these parties. He was throwing them off of cliffs. In the midst of all this, Paul wrote this thing, and he said, listen, this guy's in position, in authority position, because God, for some other way, placed him there. And I think we should hold fast to that. I think we should know that when we believe the Bible, when we believe God, we need to realize that, listen, there are conspiracy theories and there are people that we trust that we shouldn't trust, but we should trust God in all of it. If there's certain things that we don't know that doesn't make sense to us, we should not run to TikTok or to Instagram to check the facts, or to Google for that matter, check the facts, but we should try and see how this relates to God. Is there anything biblical about this? Is there anything, and if there is, how biblical is it? How is God involved in this message? And that will give us the honest to God truth on how we should feel and how we should relate. I feel conspiracy theories, sometimes I just find them incredibly entertaining. But the problem is that then when we follow in the conspiracy theories, we believe that devil or Satan is in absolutely everything, and he's the ruler of the world, which again is taking the focus off of God, and that's where you should be cautious. Very often with conspiracy theories is when they try to, I made the statement that you will have a distrust in a person's own authority figures. The second distrust, or the problem that I have with them, is they can very easily become a loophole or a rabbit hole, and you will fall down the rabbit hole, and you will go forever and a day just trying to find the truth, because you remember the X-Files, the truth is out there, right? We will try to find the truth, and to such an extent that it actually becomes consuming. Yeah, so that is my viewpoint on conspiracy culture. Look for God in all things. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, I think that's the absolute truth, and that is what we as Christians should hold dear.
It's undeniable that conspiracy culture is a very, very real thing. Many of us have friends who insist on telling us or selling us this idea of a conspiracy being fact, right? It was happening a lot during COVID times when you found people who were telling you that COVID is not real. The government is trying to do something through COVID. And these are very important for us to be aware of, because there are marriages that have problems because of just how much husbands or wives refuse to let go of these ideas of conspiracies, where people will get into arguments. I know for me personally, I can honestly say that sadly, I lost a friend who refused to let go of a number of conspiracy theories that he felt were true. And not only that, but he ended up delving into other things that were very fringe. And there's a big psychology behind people who love holding on to conspiracy theories, right? So let's explain first what a conspiracy theory even is. And this idea of conspiracy culture, this is a term I'm coining. I don't even think it's a real thing. I don't think anyone calls it conspiracy culture. But there are a lot of, I remember when I was introduced to a conspiracy, the first conspiracy theory I was ever part of is this thing of the New World Order back when I was young. And I know it's still a thing now, where there was a belief that there were these secret people who are enlightened. You know, we've seen this term being used. Now we've even seen it in the Marvel movie where they refer to the Illuminati. And these are the people that are trying to take over the world. And the conversation that we're having today is not about whether or not these conspiracy theories are even true. It's about how unhealthy it is to immerse yourself in the culture of conspiracies, where you are now a believer of these conspiracies to an extent that you are spreading them as far as you possibly can. And not only are you spreading the conspiracy theories, but with them, you are also spreading fear. So I'm looking at this explanation of what a conspiracy theory is. And it says it is an explanation for an event or situation that asserts the existence of a conspiracy by powerful and sinister groups, often political in motivation. I love that one. When other explanations are more probable. That's a very important part, right? For you to understand about what a conspiracy even is. When someone comes and presents a sinister plot, a plan that is being plotted by people in the shadows, and yet at the same time, there's a much more plausible explanation to the thing that they're using. So I'll make an example. Obviously, I've made an example with the COVID one, where people were saying COVID is being used to spread fear. It doesn't really exist. And yet, you know, people who've had COVID, and probably you yourself have experienced it. I had a friend who insisted that COVID, the only reason I'm experiencing it and the people I care about is because fear has been instilled into them. And I'm like, no ways, man. There's no way that you believe that people died just because they were afraid of this thing called COVID, you know? And this is the unhealthy thing about the culture of conspiracy theories. And you might be a person who dabbles in conspiracy theories every now and then. Now, I want to be clear on what I'm referring to here. I want to be very clear. I'm not talking about the individual who every now and then explores some idea of conspiracies and you just delve into it because you find it entertaining. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who come to a point of obsessing over conspiracies. You know, the person who will tell every single person that they meet about this new conspiracy that they learned. They'll go to a party, a social gathering at church, and they're always going on about this conspiracy. And if you believe anything else, they will disagree with you till the veins pop out of their face. They will make sure that their spouse, their partners, their girlfriends, whoever they're with at the time, or boyfriend, believes exactly the same as they do. Or if they don't, they will make them know that you are not enlightened, right? I am the one who knows this truth and I've researched it. There are many people who find, they find comfort in knowing these conspiracies, right? And this is where I want to get to. Before we just get to the fact that this is something that we should not practice and you should be careful in identifying it in your friends, right? This is not to say that there aren't any groups out there trying to plot evil things in the world. That's not the case. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to get at and expose is just how healthy it is to exist in such a culture, just like how we spoke about cancel culture. Cancel culture is a real thing, and it does have a place in society. But unfortunately, it has mob mentality. It is governed by no one. And therefore, you'll end up finding yourself canceling people who don't deserve it. So this idea of conspiracy theories are exactly the same. The whole point of something being a conspiracy means that it has not been proven. There's no concrete evidence. That's why you're calling it a conspiracy to begin with, right? Whereas there are far more plausible answers are around you. Like, for example, if we can go back to the idea of COVID not existing, there is absolutely no way that every country in the world would agree on something, right? The fact that people were dying in so many countries around the world just shows to you how real this thing is. Because there are countries that don't have as much access to media as we do, right? And those countries experienced COVID. There are communities that don't have as much exposure to media as we do. You know, like you get the Amish people in America and many parts of Africa that still experienced COVID. People died in their countries. America had one of the highest counts of people passing away from COVID. And so many governments in the world took action. Right? You don't get that. Yes, yes. There are those of you who will say to yourself, but there were people who profited from it. Of course, every single crisis, whether it's a conspiracy or not, there are companies that have positioned themselves well enough to profit from any crisis that could possibly happen. Even if your toenail right now broke and started bleeding, someone will benefit from it. It doesn't have to lead to some conspiracy that the companies around your area were planning for your toenail to break so that you would go and be and receive their products, right? We don't all have to think that way. But here's the more pressing part. When you hang around someone who's constantly conspiracy minded and exists within conspiracy culture, the problem with living around someone like that is that they put you in a state of depression. Right? They put you in a state of, oh, everything that is beautiful in the world, you will always try to find the dark, gloomy side of it. And this is the danger of being a person who, you know, nestles conspiracies, who entertains conspiracies, especially if you don't just, you know, listen to them for the sake of entertainment and then forget about them. And you just mention them in conversation in public or in social gatherings just for the sake of entertaining people around you. And if they disagree with you, you let it go. I know people who are, I've been one of those people who conspiracy theories. I remember when I first heard that Father Christmas was, or Christmas is not the day when Jesus was born. It became such a big deal amongst me and my friends. And, you know, we spoke about how, and now that I'm older, I realize just how much it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to give me an excuse to celebrate Christ, I'm going to take it. Right? I'm just going to take it. And I don't know if it matters to you, that's fine. I'm not saying that it shouldn't. What I am saying is that you shouldn't turn it into something that casts a shadow over your shoulders, right? Something that controls you and drives you to such an extent. And this is unfortunately the attitude that has come into young people's spaces. And TikTok is one of the most prominent spaces where young people are discussing conspiracies that they have no resources to confirm. You have no resources to research and confirm this thing. But because you heard it so much and you heard it on social media, the one thing I want to say to you is that value the relationships in your life way more than you value the authenticity of these conspiracies. Value your mother, value your brothers and sisters, value your friends. Friends are the ones who suffer the most because family is not willing to tolerate and stand for such things, right? So value those people enough not to be not to be swallowed by this idea of conspiracies. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I've heard of conspiracies back when I was still in my late teen years, and they have, me knowing that they exist has impacted my life in no way whatsoever. My life has not changed. The people around me's lives have not changed. Obviously, each and every one of us should strive to live healthier lives, to create positive influence in the world. By all means, partner with people in order to create positive influence. Because if you focus too much on what others are trying to do bad, you will spend so much time researching them and getting excited about what they're doing, and you will have nothing to show for how are you combating what they're doing. So rather focus your energy on building God's kingdom. Rather focus your energy on raising God's children. This is the much, much better approach to life than anything else. So I'm just going to leave you with this. Think about what matters more to you: the authenticity of your conspiracies, or just to live a life enjoying it with the people that love and care about you.
Do you want to grow your business or ministry? Radio Pulpit is a reliable Christian media voice with over 40 years of impact in South Africa and globally. We can help spread the word for your business or ministry and attract more people to your unique value offering. Contact us now by sending an SMS with the word SALES to 37871. Email sales@radiopulpit.co.za or visit radiopulpit.co.za for our rate card with highly competitive and affordable rates. We would love to help you grow. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.